You ready, Joe?
Go for it.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Pitch Pod, everyone. I am Jeff Stebbins, and joining me today is Joe Janner. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm around and about and here, there, and everywhere, enjoying some scenery as I...
And some beef jerky.
Beef jerky and scenery. Well, that's pretty hard to beat that combination.
And Jeff, I have to say, we have a special guest with us today. Steve Janner is also with us, joining us on the Pitch Pod. Longtime listener. Huge fan of the Pitch Pod.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Steve Janner, absolutely. We're happy to have him with us.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So, Joe, I'm looking ahead. I'm looking at this upcoming match, La Liga, right?
Yes.
Two powerhouses going at it in Madrid. You have Real Madrid versus Atletico. I mean, does it get better than this?
I mean, really, yes, especially at this phase in the season where, I mean, you would normally say all these games really matter. I mean, if you're at the top wanting to play, getting a performance worthy of gaining results and staying atop, but the fact that you're now introducing this here in this stage of the season as the Madrid derby, you know, you're looking at this as being something spectacular, exciting to look forward to.
Yeah, and it's match day 23, right? Both teams have set a strong pace this season, but Real Madrid, they kind of had a bit of a hiccup and some controversy in their last match. So, you know, that might have thrown them off their pace a little bit, you might think. And then on the other side, Atletico, they've continued their terror as we head into this Madrid derby. So it should be interesting. But, you know, obviously looking at Real Madrid, Mbappe, he's just been on fire as of late.
And that's why he's there, right? That we're always feeling like that's the type of player, the top caliber, you know, international footballer, like – that's what they went after, and that's what they thought when they got him. He needed a slow start, right? But now that he's a, you know, firing all cylinders, if you will, he's really showing not only Real Madrid that the investment, the time to put into acquiring him, but he's also showing that, yes, to anybody that's looking outside in, that he's legitimately at that top tier of performer this year, and for what he's shown potentially to go beyond that.
Yeah, with a lot of support obviously around him and Bellingham kind of being that number 10 guy. And then if we look at the inverse of that on the other side, right, Atletico, they have kind of a similar setup where they have a couple of guys that are really dangerous and then everyone else just kind of supports them with Griezmann kind of fitting into more of a supportive role these days with his age. And guys like Alvarez and Rodrigo are just – you know, at packing their stats right now. So it should be a quality of contest, which we already had talked about. But if you look at the individual player breakdown in these matchups, that's what fascinates me about this.
Yes, it is a team. Right, and I talk about it often myself, you know, maybe more so than the others. You know, you have 11v11. All players at all phases are technically involved in the game, the
yeah absolutely. And I think, you know, before we head into our predictions, I do want to point out a couple things. I think that, you know, Atletico right now and their ability is they have a lot of momentum mm-hmm. going with them right now, and you know, that's a big deal. And they're both sure. playing in Madrid on this. So, you know, they're relatively even footing as far as the venue and where they're at relatively. Mm-hmm. And I think what this game is going to come down to is, as we've previously mentioned, they're relatively evenly matched. I think it's going to come down to the midfield and the transition of the game.
Sure.
So I think that for both squads, Rodrigo, right, both squads mm-hmm. having a potential to have an impact with Rodrigo from each side, super talented, able to facilitate, transition, score. I think both of the Rodrigos are going to be the impact players, and depending on which one shows up ready to go at that wing position, that midfielder, I think that could alter the outcome of this match. Yes, I do expect other people to show up, and that can make a difference if, you know, Griezmann's not prepared or Bellingham's off that day. But I do believe this is a game with these two evenly matched opponents, both from Madrid. I think it's going to be more of a transition game. So I'm looking at the Rodrigos to have a major impact.
Like I said, and that's at all levels. That, you know, maybe it's too often a cliche, or maybe not even spoken up nearly as often as it should be. You know, who wins that midfield battle usually does lend itself to having the stronger performance and end up creating more chances and those goals from it. So if you're looking at making that comparison within the squads, between the squads, of who might have the better performance within the midfield, I can see where that could have an impact on the results in the game.
Yeah. We've covered both teams before, and you know, we've been back and forth, and it kind of just depends on the year, but this year in particular is tough to make this decision. But unless there's any final thoughts, Joe, I think I'm ready for my prediction on this one, at least.
No, I think the only thing it's worth mentioning more so, I think we're almost like essentially going back to how we started, you know, talking about this match, this stage of the season, and how that may in of itself begin the beginning of what could be for either side, right? In other words, maybe this is like game one in a way. Like, I wonder if both of these look okay. If whatever we get from this, if we can win this, that's going to be a great place for us to start towards the conclusion, meaning we get a result, we get a win, we get our 3 points out of it. That's going to lend itself to just helping further our chances as being the number one club at the end of this competition. I just wanted to add that bit there for the sake of adding to what we have in place.
No, I think you make a valid point there, and it actually brings up another point. Whichever team does get the points here, let's not forget Barcelona is right behind both of them.
There you go.
Spot. And so, right. You know, they're going to be looking at this game too and saying to themselves, you
right.
Know, we could sure use one of these teams to lose as opposed to a draw, and they both get a point, you know. And to your point, match day 23, yeah, we're heading down the back stretch. And so whether it's Real Madrid, Atletico, Barcelona, they're all looking to scrap up and try to get any points that they can. So a loss here does hurt either squad in the overall rankings. Match day 23 is going to be a big one.
Looking forward to it. Did you suggest, was that on me to make, go ahead from my comment to make a prediction, or?
Yeah.
Were you going to take?
I think in Pitch Pod tradition here, I think you got to go first on this one.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Well, and here I am. I go back and forth. I think we're making yesterday, Real Madrid and Copa del Rey gets a win. I mean, the squad is probably going to be a little bit different lineup, if you will, for the upcoming match. But nonetheless, almost said it, Real Madrid wins this 2-0.
I kind of think you could go for Real Madrid. You're a big Real Madrid guy. But 2-0, I didn't see that coming. I thought it'd be a closer margin. But fair enough. It could happen, right? It could happen. I am going to go a little bit different route. I do think it's going to be a closer game than that. I'm going to go Atletico pulling this off, carrying that momentum that they've had, right, previously in this game, into this match. And I do think Rodrigo is going to have a big game for them. And I do think Griezmann's going to show up. And because of that, I have them winning this game by the slimmest of margins, Joe. I have them winning this one 3-2.
Okay. I mean, that could be a really competitive game. That sounds like that would be an exciting, maybe the more exciting of the two predictions, if that was to be the case. So I'll be looking forward to seeing how it turns out.
Yeah, either way, I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I know you, myself, probably Steve's going to tune in and watch the game. So something to look forward to. Hopefully everyone else gets a chance to tune in and watch. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Steve, Joe, for joining the conversation. And as always, till next time.